From Hollywood, Lyle Talbot in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. First, a word from your announcer. Now, Lyle Talbot, famous motion picture and stage star, in The Tulip Garden, a drama of the unexpected.
That day in Mr. Marshall's office, I thought it was going to be just a simple business deal, a legitimate investment, a chance for a good profit on the little money I'd been able to save in the past 15 years. I simply had no idea it was going to involve murder. Are you absolutely certain, Mr. Marshall? I mean, couldn't your investigation be wrong? There hasn't been any oil in this area. I've never heard of it before. Oil? In my own backyard?
We found it in stranger places than that.
But suppose, Mr. Marshall, I just wanted to sell you my home, my land outright.
We're not in this business to cheat the little man. The Marshall Petroleum Development Company has a reputation to maintain. That's why we're letting you in on the ground floor.
Oh, yes, I understand that. But about some of the details, I'm not completely clear. Now, let's see. I give you $10,000, and you guarantee to make preparations for drilling, and to pay me a royalty on each barrel of oil pumped out of these wells. Now, do I have your proposition straight?
Perfectly.
Very well, then. Here's my check. I had it certified. That's what you wanted.
Yes, it facilitates our accounting procedure. Now, here are the contracts. Just sign all three copies. You're a very lucky man, Mr. James. I'm sure that this is the beginning of a relationship that will be extremely profitable for both of us.
You can understand why I believed him. He was most convincing. You must admit that he looked like a successful businessman. He had very imposing offices, too. But I didn't hear from him again for the next week or 10 days. I know that high finance takes time. I wasn't a bit concerned until that evening, when I was digging in my garden, and Oscar, he's my brother-in-law, he walked over to see me.
Hello, Gordon. Doing some early spring planting?
Yes, Oscar, some tulips. I wanted them set out in time for Easter.
Well, you still own this place, don't you?
Well, of course I own it. I mean, it's in June's name, but I own it. Well, why do you ask?
June told me what you've been up to.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
The Marshall Petroleum Development Company. Remember?
What about it?
Well, I've had some reports on the Marshall Company from one of my clients. They report that they've never dug a well, never even surveyed a piece of land. All they've got is a nice suite of offices, a good-looking secretary, and your $10,000.
You mean I've been swindled?
Oh, it's a wonder to me you didn't give away the house. You probably would have if it hadn't been in Sis's name.
Well, they won't get away with that. I won't let them. I'll go to the police. You're a lawyer, Oscar. You've got to help me.
I've looked over that contract. And there's not a thing you can do, Gordon. Not a thing.
Sometimes lawyers don't know it all, so I sent Mr. Marshall a letter. Told him I was planning to mortgage the house so I could put some additional money into the oil deal. I didn't really expect him to come, but I said I'd be at home that night and we could talk it over there. Come in the den, Mr. Marshall. We won't be disturbed here.
Thank you, Mr. James.
As a matter of fact, my wife's at the movies anyway, but she might come back and interrupt us while we're still talking.
I'm sorry to have missed her.
Yes, of course. Well, shall we get down to business?
Certainly. Now, you wrote that you were considering further investment in the development company.
Well, to be perfectly honest, Mr. Marshall, I lied. I don't do it very often, but I felt the situation demanded it.
Oh?
Yes, you see, I've discovered that your business dealings with me haven't been entirely honorable.
They've been entirely legal, Mr. James.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Not for a minute. But I really think that under the circumstances, Mr. Marshall, you ought to give me back my $10,000.
Very interesting. Well, I'll be leaving then.
Oh, no, please don't go. Not yet.
Oh, what are you doing with that gun?
How foolish of me. I forgot that it was on the table. I just picked it up accidentally. I didn't mean to frighten you, Mr. Marshall. I really didn't.
Now, wait, James. I didn't think you were the type to shoot.
I hadn't intended to kill him. At least, I don't think so. Not that way. I had the gun there just to threaten him, to force him into giving me back my money. I don't really think I ever planned to murder him. But he was dead. And I realized my situation. I'd killed Marshall. It was right in my own house, with my gun. For a moment, I didn't know what to do. Then I remembered the new tulip bed in the garden. So I pulled poor Mr. Marshall out into the backyard, being very careful, of course, to keep him turned face up so the blood wouldn't make a mess of things. And then I started digging.
Gordon, is that you out there?
Yes, dear, it's me.
Well, what are you doing in the garden at this time of night?
Why, just a little spading around the tulips, dear. I was restless.
All right. If you want to, I'll turn on the outdoor light.
Oh, no. No, don't do that. You can't do that.
Why not?
There's a short in the wiring. I noticed it today. If you turn on the lights, it might cause a fire. I'll have the electrician fix it tomorrow.
Oh. Well, don't be too long, dear. I'm going to bed.
I'll be up soon. Good night, June.
Good night. Oh, by the way, did that Mr. Marshall come to see you?
No. No, he didn't come. I wasn't really expecting him. I got up very early the next morning to see if the tulip bed looked natural, and I decided I had done a very satisfactory job. But I still didn't feel safe. Mr. Marshall might have told his secretary he was coming to see me. Perhaps my letter to him had been found. For the next few days, I was terribly afraid that someone would come to me and start asking questions.
Say, Gordon, did you hear about your friend Marshall?
What? Well, what happened to him, Oscar? I mean...
He skipped down.
Oh, I see.
Just in time, too. I understand the DA was swearing out a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, I guess he was lucky then.
Yeah, and they found a lot of money in his safe. Well, Gordon, it looks like some of you who invested in this setup might get it back.
Oh, really?
And if you do recover that $10,000, you'd better put it in June's name, too.
Yes, I might take your advice, Oscar.
Well, it's about time. Now, come on. Let's go out into the garden. I want to look around.
Yeah, what for, Oscar?
Oh, it's supposed to be a secret from you.
What is?
June's planning to have a sprinkling system installed in the backyard for your birthday. I want to see where they'll have to dig to install the pipeline. Now, don't tell Sis I told you.
Of course, I couldn't let them go digging in my garden. I had to stop Oscar somehow. I thought of all sorts of excuses. Told him that it would be too expensive, that June couldn't afford it. That it was too late in the season anyway, but Oscar insisted. Then, I had an idea. Listen, Oscar. I'm going to have to give up gardening. Doctor's orders. Something about my heart. You know, not dangerous, but no exertion anymore. No unnecessary strain.
Oh, really?
Oh, I haven't even told June. I didn't want to alarm her. I've decided to turn the backyard into a barbecue, cement it over completely, cover up the flowers, the lawn, everything. I think that's the thing to do, don't you?
Well, I guess in that case there's no point in talking about the sprinkling system.
No point at all. It was a wonderful idea. No one would ever think of hunting for a body under a 3-inch layer of concrete. And after the concrete had been poured over my tulip bed, I felt completely safe. Why, now I could even think about leaving the house. We could sell it, move away, go to another town.
But I like this house, and I don't see why we should sell it now.
But, June, we can get such a good price, don't you understand? Oscar says real estate's at a peak, and anyway, I'd like to get away from here. It'll do us both good. I haven't been feeling so well lately, you know.
Yes, I've noticed that.
The doctor thinks a lower altitude might make a difference. Maybe somewhere in California, near Los Angeles.
Well, if you've made up your mind...
Oh, I'm so glad you agree, June. So very glad. I'll talk to Oscar tomorrow. He can handle our affairs, sell the house, take care of all the details. Why, we won't even have to bother. Oscar will get rid of everything.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. And now for the surprising conclusion of The Tulip Garden, starring Lyle Talbot, a Hamilton Whitney production written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
Well, Oscar sold our house all right, and we moved out to California. I took a little place near Riverside. We have our own orange trees right in the backyard. June and I have been very happy here. That is, until this morning when the letter came. All right, dear. What is it?
A letter from Oscar. Here, you read it.
Oh, what's happened to him?
Well, start at the top of the last page. That's the important part.
Yes, here it is. I didn't tell you, June. When I sold the house, I reserved 50% of all the oil and mineral rights for you. It looks as though that Marshall fellow knew what he was talking about. They tested and found lots of oil, so you stand to make a pretty penny. Guess where they're going to put their first well? They've already started to break through the concrete, and it's going to be right where Gordon used to have his tulip garden. Remember?
The Tulip Garden starred Lyle Talbot. Listen soon for another exciting story when one of your favorite motion picture stars meets the unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.